Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What This Comedian Said Will Shock You is a nonfiction collection by Bill Maher that gathers and revises many of the closing commentaries he delivers on Real Time with Bill Maher. The book works as a satirical, political, and cultural critique, using short, punchy essays to examine American life through Maher's characteristically skeptical lens. Rather than presenting a formal argument or a step-by-step program for reform, it offers a sustained editorial voice built on comedy, provocation, and opinionated observation. Its central purpose is to challenge ideological certainty on both the left and the right, while defending free expression, moderation, and common sense against what Maher sees as the excesses of cancel culture, tribal politics, media outrage, and performative activism. The result is a topical book that is part comedy, part commentary, and part cultural diagnosis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book is built from revised real-time editorials, not a conventional essay structure. A defining feature of the book is its origin in the closing monologues from Maher's long-running HBO program. That matters because the structure is not that of a standard political essay collection, with a single sustained thesis developed chapter by chapter. Instead, the book is assembled from short, self-contained commentaries that have been rewritten and updated for print. This gives it a rapid, topical rhythm and allows Maher to move quickly across subjects such as politics, religion, drugs, race, media, and generational conflict. The format also explains the book's tone. It is designed to sound direct, immediate, and performative, preserving the feel of a televised editorial while making it more durable as a book. Readers should expect continuity of voice more than continuity of argument. The value of that structure is that it reflects how Maher actually engages public debate through recurring interventions rather than a single long-form theory of American decline. Secondly, its core argument is that extremism on both sides damages public discourse. The book consistently presents political fanaticism as a central problem in American culture. Maher does not frame the country's tensions as a simple left versus right struggle in which one camp is wholly right and the other wholly wrong. Instead, he argues that both sides can become rigid, self-righteous, and hostile to dissent. That position places the book in a tradition of skeptical commentary that values moderation, irony, and institutional memory over ideological purity. The practical effect of this argument is that Maher tries to puncture what he sees as moral grandstanding, regardless of which side is doing it. This is why the book repeatedly returns to issues like identity politics, partisan media, and the tendency to treat disagreement as betrayal. The analysis is less interested in solving policy problems than in exposing the social habits that make honest discussion difficult. Even readers who disagree with his conclusions can see that the book is organized around a specific concern: the loss of a shared civic language. Thirdly, cancel culture and woke politics are treated as symptoms of a larger cultural breakdown. One of the book's most visible targets is cancel culture, along with the broader world of moral policing, online outrage, and performative virtue. Maher presents these tendencies as evidence that public life has become overly punitive and intolerant of complexity. Rather than treating every controversy as a unique moral event, he connects them to a larger pattern, in which people are encouraged to signal righteousness instead of thinking critically. The book's use of the term woke is especially important because Maher uses it not just as a political label, but as shorthand for a style of activism that he believes can become censorious, dogmatic, and historically naive. He repeatedly pushes against the idea that social justice rhetoric automatically produces better judgment. This makes the book especially relevant to contemporary culture wars, because it translates abstract debates about speech and offense into a readable comic critique of social conformity. At the same time, the book's strength in this area is also its limitation. It is more effective at diagnosis and mockery than at proposing a workable alternative. Fourthly, Maher mixes libertarian instincts with blunt criticism of religion, drugs, sex, and media hypocrisy. The book's perspective is shaped by Maher's long-standing libertarian leanings on speech, sex, drugs, and personal freedom. That outlook gives the book a distinctive moral posture. It is broadly permissive about private behavior, while sharply critical of institutions and public hypocrisy. Religion is a major target, especially organized Christianity and moral conservatism, which Maher treats as culturally regressive or politically opportunistic. At the same time, he defends personal liberties on issues such as drug use and resists efforts to regulate thought and speech through social pressure. This combination produces a voice that is both irreverent and selectively moralistic. Because Maher attacks not only conservatives, but also liberals when they become inconsistent or sanctimonious. The book also returns often to the media and entertainment world, where he sees exaggerated outrage and selective outrage feeding one another. Its underlying pattern is not neutral analysis, but pointed contradiction. Maher argues that many public figures preach tolerance while practicing exclusion, or claim realism while selling fantasy. That tension gives the book its sharp edge, even when it risks sounding combative. Lastly, its main strength is wit and readability, but its weakness is the absence of solutions. The book stands out because it is genuinely easy to read despite dealing with serious political and cultural disputes. Maher's style relies on compression, timing, and punchline logic, which makes the material accessible even when the subject matter is contentious. That accessibility is one reason the book appeals to both fans of his television commentary and readers who may not usually pick up a political nonfiction title. It can be consumed in pieces, and each section aims to leave the reader with a memorable observation rather than a technical conclusion. But that same strength reveals the book's main limitation: it rarely moves beyond critique into practical guidance. Maher is more persuasive when exposing absurdity than when outlining remedies. So, the book often functions as a diagnostic portrait of American frustration rather than a roadmap for change. That makes it distinctive within political humor. It is not simply a collection of jokes, and it is not a policy book disguised as comedy. It is a sustained comic argument that tries to make readers think harder by making them laugh first. In conclusion, what this comedian said will shock. You will be most useful to readers who want a politically charged, fast-moving book that blends comedy with cultural criticism. Fans of Bill Maher will recognize the voice immediately, but the book can also appeal to readers interested in contemporary American debates about free speech, cancel culture, ideological polarization, religion, and media behavior. Its intellectual benefit lies in how it compresses a large amount of commentary into an accessible format, making it easy to see recurring patterns in public life, even when one does not agree with Maher's conclusions. The book stands out in its genre because it is not a conventional manifesto or a memoir, and it is not a neutral journalism collection either. It is a curated extension of a television persona into print, with the speed and sharpness of a live monologue, but the durability of a book. That combination gives it a distinctive voice, provocative, skeptical, and highly readable. Readers looking for rigorous policy analysis may find it limited, but readers seeking a witty, pointed snapshot of current cultural conflict will find it unusually effective and memorable. If you would like to support Bill Maher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.